He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. What's been going on lately?
Oh, nothing. I'm currently fixing a cabinet before I go out and do some yard work before I go to work.
Hi.
Yeah.
What happened to the cabinet?
Oh, it's been hanging. I'm sure you've noticed every time you've opened it that it's like hanging off, but God forbid somebody else grab a screwdriver and tighten it up.
Yeah, didn't notice. No idea.
There's two of them right next to each other, actually, that are doing the same thing, so if I don't fix them, they'll just fall off, Anna.
Do you make a list of things for Raven to do, like the honey to-do list?
I have made a list. It never got done. I stopped making a list. I just wait for it all to fall off, and then maybe I'll fix it.
I don't remember you ever making a list. I operate well with a list, you know. I mean, I feel like I haven't seen a list ever. There's a list in our head, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we have enough paper.
I'm not aware of it, is all it is, you know.
My husband, I asked him one time when we were getting ready to put our house on the market. There was a lot that had to get done. And, like, you know, I had my tasks and he had his. And I said, do you want me to make you a list? And he was so offended that I would actually put a pen to paper to come up with a list of things for him to do. And I was like, all right, like, fine, figure it out on your own. I don't know why guys get so mad about lists. I love lists.
I love lists, too. And you know what? I think I'm going to try to make another one. It'll take me a while. But there's, like, so many things that need to be done.
I like to punch items off a list as long as it's, you know, attainable things, not like, you know, crazy astronomical things. Like, I think I can make some headway.
Why do you got to see it written down when you're looking right at, like, the broken closet door?
Yeah, because no, I don't know what you're talking about.
He wants to check it off the list.
Right. Feels like a victory then.
I feel like I should just go around and put post-its on every broken thing and be like, fix this.
Not a bad idea.
Also not terrible.
Yeah.
All right.
So how's Raven been behaving?
That's how he's been behaving, Anna. Everything's broken and he won't fix any of it.
Well, you guys are going to be gone for the next week. You ready for vacation?
Oh, I'm so ready. A week of not, you know, having to plan what I'm going to cook and then actually cook it every night is amazing. That's the number one thing I look forward to on vacation is not cooking a meal.
Oh, I believe it. My husband hasn't said a word to me because he knows that I've been under a lot of stress the last couple of weeks. I haven't gone grocery shopping in 2 weeks. I haven't made a meal in 2 weeks. And, like, nobody has said a thing. And I'm like, they must be all scared for the fact that that we've gone this far and that there's nothing left in the house. Like, my daughter was like, Ma, there's nothing to eat. I'm like, Uber Eats, order it up. Yeah.
So is that the first thing that you do when there's a day where you have nothing, no responsibilities that you really have to do? Because we were actually talking about this yesterday, and I thought the obvious answer was don't shower, don't get dressed or whatever. And she said the same thing. Not cooking.
When I got too much on my plate, it's the first thing to go out the window. I am not going to cook. I do not have the 2 hours to prep all this dinner, clean it up, and then, you know, deal with the kids that don't want whatever I made and then deal with their anxiety and my anxiety. Nope.
Yeah, it was a Family Feud question. I was like, cook? Of course.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't even on the board. It was, don't get dressed. I'm like, what?
Well, you got to put on pants.
Yeah, right.
You say so.
I need pants to do nothing and not cook.
Coming up, a full week of not cooking.
So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I don't know. And I got to give him a C. Like, he's not really doing anything. And the side of our house is green. I really need him to power wash it, but he won't do that either.
I mean, he decided that yesterday, and now it's top of the list.
It has been like that for a year and a half, and you still haven't done it. I said, there is a guy that will come with his own water and do it. Can you believe that? And you were like, I'm going to do it. We don't need that guy.
You should put a post-it note on it. That'll probably help.
I'm just going to call that guy, Anna.
Yeah, or that.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you crazy right now? It's like group therapy. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Debbie.
All I need to know about you is when you go into a gym with a full face of makeup to do a workout. That's all I need to know about you.
I've always found that really strange. And you know what is equally strange to me? The people that just reek of perfume or cologne when they're at the gym. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God. It's so nauseating.
So, you know,
disgusting.
The makeup doesn't bother me. I actually have a good friend that works out in full face of makeup, and that's how she rolls, you know? My problem is that my face gets so sweaty.
Right.
Like, my face is like, if I try to run on a treadmill all made up, I'll look like I've been crying for 6 days by the time I get off of it.
I mean, I suppose if you're coming from work or whatever, that's one thing, but like...
No. This is at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Doing makeup to go to the gym seems odd to me, right?
Mary, that's all I need to know about you.
All I need to know about you is if you give my kids bath toys. That's all I need to know about you.
Oh, I probably know why, but go ahead.
So when my kids go visit my in-laws, or maybe they stay overnight, the stray time here or there, my in-laws give them these black, moldy bath toys that have been sitting on the side of the tub for a month, like gross, slimy, and they give them to them to play in the tub.
Wait a minute. Ew. They give them used bath toys? I thought they were giving them new bath toys that you just hated. That's disgusting.
No. It's pretty disgusting. But I don't think they get it.
I mean, where are they collecting these toys? Yeah, that's wacky.
Yeah. When I try to explain, they like laugh it off. Like, oh, yeah, we'll just clean it a little bit. Yeah, okay.
They should make those toys illegal. They really should. There's some toys that when they get passed down are very cute. And like, it's almost like having an antique. You know,
yeah.
Bath toys are not one of them. No, you're right. No. It's nasty.
I'd like to take all toys from yesteryear that got passed down that maybe get put away at this point. They used to have this wood burning kit that you would have. You give it to a 6-year-old and they could put a design on pieces of wood. But all it was like a soldering iron. I mean, it's a great way to get a second degree burn.
Oh my God,
Victoria, that's all I need to know about you.
If you put a dirty dish in the sink after I just cleaned all the dishes, that is all I need to know about you.
I mean, you gotta be the one who puts it proactively in the dishwasher if you've seen somebody just go through the trouble of clearing the sink. Like, you have to do that. Put some water on it at least.
My husband gets so mad at me for doing this. Like, he'll like load up the dishwasher, finish everything. The whole sink will be spotless, and I'll just walk by and put a coffee cup right in there.
Oh, and then if it spills the coffee, and now you got a ring in there. If it's porcelain, it's the worst.
You're not even going to rinse it out.
Right.
All right. You shame me enough. I guess I will. Yeah. Everyone thought it was something that was gone after the pandemic happened, but taking pictures with stars, meet and greets, taking those photo ops, what a lot of people don't realize is that they're expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive to do it.
It's a whole racket, man. One time I remember I was in Vegas and I was going through the mall, and they have one of those stores where it's just memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a Darth Vader poster that was made out of jelly beans.
Wow.
And that thing was like 3 G's, man. Because I looked at it and I was like, that'd be fun for the game room. And then I like looked in the corner. I was like, what is that, serious? Is it crazy?
So country superstar Luke Combs says that he thinks it's weird to charge people to meet him and take a photo with him.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why this all comes up, because not too long ago, they had 90s Con. It was like a 90s convention. They're having another one in Florida, I think in June, if I'm remembering correctly. And that's exactly what you do. You go to this convention and you pay to take photos with these celebrities. And it ranged anywhere from $50 with a celebrity to $280 for a group shot. And it was like, yeah, I don't know, like Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC, or you can get like the whole Saved by the Bell group, you know, like Mark Paul Gosselaar, Mario Lopez, Elizabeth Berkley.
Forgive me, because I thought the level of talent here was going to be a little bit larger.
Oh, you want to take a picture?
I mean, $50. I mean, I was like, oh, $50 is great for a star. And then you were like Joey Fatone. And I was like, no, keep my money.
90210, Shannon Doherty, Ian Ziering, Jason Priestley, Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling. Anna in 1997 would have been very excited about that one.
I mean, for that group photo there, I mean, what the cost is on that, I'm interested in that one.
Right. But it brings up like the whole thing where, like, is it icky to charge people to take a photo with you?
Yeah.
Like, you know, these 90s Con is a little bit different because it's kind of like the stars of yesterday. But Ariana Grande, $800 for a concert package that included a photo with her, which is not bad considering the fact that Lady Gaga and Britney Spears are charging over $2,000.
I would imagine you get tickets for that too, and probably a shirt or something, right? I mean, they don't just let you in the back door and be like, photo, all right, go home, have a great night.
I think you have to buy it in addition to your ticket.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're getting a little bit steeper.
But then I started thinking about it, and it's like, I never understood the whole take a picture with celebrity. It's literally like you get in line, you stand in a line, you go up, you take the photo, and they shush you to the side.
Yeah.
If the star talks to you for more than 10 seconds, it's shocking. It never really happens.
Well, to be fair, too, to the star, though, I mean, this is a cattle run. I mean, it is a busy part, and they have a lot going on every single day. So
yeah.
I'm not just going to vilify them for that. And they should get compensated because, again, it takes an effort, and, you know, who knows what somebody does with that photo, right? They're going to put it everywhere.
Well, right. They're going to put it on social media and get 40 likes for the most part is what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, probably, but, you know, some people could do something else with it. Who knows?
So, how much would you be willing to spend to take a photo with these celebrities? Raven, I've hand-selected some for you.
Beautiful. I hope they're right up my alley.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, my gosh.
Dressed as Indiana Jones.
You start at Harrison Ford?
Right.
I mean, whatever he's charging, I would pay it. Probably, if he's dressed as Indiana Jones, you got to understand how cantankerous he is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go, like, I mean, I'm a geek, man. I would seriously go, like, $400, $500.
Okay.
Seriously.
All right. Katy Perry.
I love Katy Perry.
I know.
You're doing all my favorites right now.
Raven thinks Katy Perry's his girlfriend. I've told him so many times she's not.
I mean, probably same thing. If I can have Indiana Jones and Katy Perry there at the same time, I mean, it'd be like $1,000 for that.
It's a lot of money.
I mean, I love both of them.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's not fair. Right, give me somebody that's like middle of the road that I don't love.
How about Tom Cruise? You get to jump on the couch with him.
What?
I know.
I'm going broke.
Yeah.
I mean, every time you say a name, I think to myself, I can't get higher than the one that I just was.
And you're fangirling. Look
Tom
at you.
Cruise needs $500. He needs my $500 so he can go make another great movie.
Princess Ariel, the mermaid.
Oh, man.
Your first love. One photo.
All right, $300.
Okay.
$300 for Princess Ariel.
That's fair. I started doing a thing I said I would never do.
Nah.
Responding to the trolls. Why do I do that?
I don't know why you're going to do that to yourself. Seriously, because you know it's like a river that's never ending.
I know. I know. I just can't help it, but I have to pull it back. Where do you feel most judged? I post a lot of reels on my personal Instagram page. It's basically parenting, and it's funny, and it's meant to be, you know, humorous, tongue-in-cheek kind of things.
And it's taken off, and the more attention you get, the more problems you're going to have.
At first, nobody cared about my reels.
Nobody would be like, you're stupid.
Right.
Nobody had anything to say.
Now that it acts like it seems to have some traction, and I'm doing somewhat well, there's a lot of people that have a lot of comments on things that I post. And, like, let me read a few of them to you.
Oh, boy.
I posted one about my daughter falling asleep in the car, my four-year-old, because any parent knows that when your kid falls asleep in the car and it's not their nap time, it's a problem because it's going to screw up their night routine. But if you wake them up, they're going to have a tantrum. Like,
sure.
It's a no-win situation. I don't care if this is satire or not. I am so tired of these reels. Deal with your kids or don't have them.
I mean, how about don't check out the reels?
Just scroll past it.
Right.
It's great.
I mean, sitting around mad. If she was such a great parent, she wouldn't be on TikTok paying attention to your reels right now.
Be a parent. I don't understand why people are afraid of their own kids. If she throws a tantrum, just put her in timeout.
In the car?
I mean,
you're both in the car together.
She's already constricted in a car seat. I'm not sure where else.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Muzzle her.
Here's one of my favorite ones. Get a real job, Karen. Don't you have anything else to be worried about?
No, not at all.
No. I don't know.
70 hours a week, but no. Wow. I mean, it's stifling, really.
I know. And I feel like there's just always situations in your life where you're judged. And you have to, like, let it roll off your back. I know that. I'm getting better at it. But where do you feel the most judged?
Yeah. Well, in my neighborhood, my lawn. My lawn is just, I mean, we've thrown everything at it. Money, product, you know, professionals, whatever, and it's just absolutely horrific. And we walk our dogs twice a day, and every time I walk the neighborhood, I mean, I feel ashamed.
But you feel like people's eyes are on you?
When they're walking their dogs, I definitely do. We had new people just moving into the neighborhood, and I think they don't like us because their lawn looks good and ours does not, and, like, it's a thing.
1-800-330-9999. Joe, where do you feel most judged?
You know, I'm the most judged, I feel like, these days in high school. I'm a substitute high school teacher. And when I was in school, you know, kids give teachers, I mean, you always play around a little bit when the substitute's in, and some still do. But now teachers can't do anything. They can't say anything. They can't do anything, especially where politics is concerned. And to that end, I mean, you always have the feeling, the point is, you always have the feeling, whether it be the kids or whether it be the other teachers or whether it be the administrators, like the principal, you always feel like you're being watched. Like everything you do is being critiqued, no matter what you're wearing, you know, the words you choose to formulate a sentence. I mean, everything is on, like, not just on display, but everything is being balanced and weighed according to some unwritten social law. I don't know.
I mean, when you put it like that, all this time has gone by since I was there, but it sounds like high school hasn't changed at all. Right? That seems like a lot, man. I wish you luck on your next assignment.
It just seems like the teachers had a lot more, you know, autonomy when it came to things like if a kid misbehaves, oh, well, I'm going to do this thing. And now it just seems like everything gets let go. And I have to kind of fall in with that because, you know, substitutes are a dime a dozen, not, you know, and they can get somebody else.
Yeah, I did have teachers that you never knew what they were going to do, to be honest. And a little bit of fear will keep you in line.
Where do you feel judged the most? 1-800-330-9999. Everyone wants to think, like, I don't care what people think about me. But when you know you're being judged, it's a stinky feeling.
Yeah, it's not fun, that's for sure.
Where do you feel the most judged? 1-800-330-9999. Isla.
I have a Hotmail email address. And every time I tell people, I just get such eye rolls. And it's not that I don't have other email addresses, but the main one I use is a Hotmail. And it's just, everybody is just super judgy of it. Like, I have a Gmail, but I use that for, like, shopping stuff. So email me at my Hotmail and stop harassing me is kind of my thought.
My cousin, Angela, had a Hotmail account that she used for many, many years. And I told her at one point that she had to stop because nobody would take her seriously as an adult if you continue to use it. Like, it's one thing if that's the one you use for the coupons, but you can't make that one your primary one and Gmail your coupon. That's backwards.
I got to tell you, half the time my Gmail sends Hotmail emails to spam. It doesn't even look at them as an actual email address. But when I run into somebody that still has a Hotmail address, it's always like Christina 4. It's like J12. Like they got the email so early that there wasn't 1,000 other people with their name on there already trying to get the same address. So they've got something very simple.
Yeah, it's like a fine antique right now.
Yeah, but I will judge you over it.
Luke, where are you the most judged?
So lately I've been, you know, looking for a new job. So I've, you know, now that like we're kind of post COVID, I've been going in person for interviews more so lately. And I mean, I get they're judging me, but it's like every time I go in, all eyes on me and I'm like, oh man, they're just judging me as soon as I walk in here for this job. And I get that's what you're doing when you're getting a new job, but it's just stressful.
Well, I mean, scrutinizing every answer, everything that you're doing, certainly too, that doesn't help.
Well, it's also like, you know, they're probably looking at what I'm wearing. They're looking at, like, you know, my facial hair, you know, if my hair is neat, if I got like an alfalfa sprout sticking out, like, and I got one in the back that always end up, you know, sticking out. So I'm like, oh God, they probably see it. You know, the hair gel didn't hold it down. Stupid stuff runs through my mind.
Hannah, where are you the most judged?
In the checkout line at the grocery store when I buy my kids some like extra little treats, like cookies or chips, and the woman just like scans and scathes. It's the worst feeling ever. Listen, lady, I'm not buying them like 5,000 Slurpees. I'm buying them a bag of Oreo cookies. But she always just gives me this like crusty little look.
It's amazing to me that you're still going to one that actually has a person scanning your groceries.
I know.
Right? I do too. I've never thought about them judging, but I guess they see what everybody buys all the time. And sometimes I like to look at what other people are buying because I just think they know that there's cooler things that I don't know about. Like if there's certain cookies or things that they're trying.
Seems fake.
So one lady in line behind me the other day had so many heads of lettuce, and I just couldn't understand, like, what do you do with all that lettuce? Like,
where are you
doesn't
going
it go
with?
Bad?
Right.
Yeah, where
right.
are you going with that lettuce? Why is it trending? Top news stories trending, and why? The Rays are trending. This is why.
Would you believe 13-0 to start the year? The Tampa Bay Rays have swept the Boston Red Sox, and they tie a major league record by starting the new season 13 wins in a row.
Wow.
Big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. You know, listen, as a Sox guy, I am not a fan of the Rays, and a lot of Yankees fans feel the same way. You know why? Because the Rays do it basically on a budget that nobody else does in the majors, and they play you really hard, man, every time. They're well-coached, and they have been for a long time. But what they're doing is it's special, and it's exciting.
Yeah, they're going to go against the Blue Jays today in Toronto. And if they beat them, then they'll break the record. And the Brewers did it in 1987.
So, that's a modern record, I think. Yeah.
I just wonder, like, do you want that record? Like, that's a lot of pressure on them going into the game because, I mean, all eyes are on you at this point.
Well, I mean, there is that. On the other hand, it gives you a nice boost at the beginning of the year. You know, I mean, listen, the baseball season is really, really, really long. So they've got a lot of opportunities to fall behind coming up, but they'll take any lead they can get, I'm sure.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah.
Also trending, juice jacking. All right, so here's what juice jacking is.
Perpetrators are using USB ports to essentially poison phones.
So this is when you use a public USB port to charge your device, like your phone is running low, so you just throw a USB in one of those public ones, right?
I actually just saw this headline, but I didn't really read much.
Yeah. So what are the bad guys doing?
It may download information from your phone to that charger, or it may inject malicious software into your phone.
Meanwhile, you think you're just charging your phone up and they're stealing all your information.
So isn't it like a different thing? Like you're supposed to use basically the block, right? Or the square?
Yeah. So this is what the FBI says you should do to protect yourself.
The FBI tweeting, avoid using free charging stations in airports, hotels, or shopping centers. Carry your own charger and USB cord and use an electrical outlet instead.
So if you ever see a public USB that has a cord coming out for you, never, ever use that.
Wow.
That's like a telltale sign. And also, you know, like when it pops up on your phone, like, trust this device. Do you trust this device?
Yes.
Do not trust that device.
Never. Unless it's your device.
Right.
Of course. Right.
Because you're immediately giving permission to these people to steal all your information right off your phone. Credit card information, your passwords, all of it.
It's crazy, right? But people are getting really good at this stuff.
Yep. Spring cleaning every day this week. Each of us had to bring in three items that we're trying to debate whether we should get rid of, and then we'll vote on it all together. It's finally my turn. This was harder than I thought.
Let's start with this Betsy Johnson bag. It's pretty hideous, and it was in my attic that has mold.
Ignore my four-year-old just screaming in the background. That's just how my house is.
Let me ask you, does she do that more when you go to record something? Is she conscious of it?
No, she has no idea that I'm recording. She's in like three rooms over.
Okay.
This is just her life, screaming and yelling and constant chaos.
All right.
It's a Betsy Johnson bag. I used it in college. I don't think I've used it since college. And it was in my attic, which I believe today is getting mediated for mold. So,
okay.
It's a good bag. It's a fine bag, but I haven't used it. It's kind of ugly.
I mean, what is the significance of a Betsy Johnson bag? Is it something, you know, is it something that I should be aware of? Like a famous bag, like a Louis Vuitton or something like that?
I mean, she's a designer, but she's not. It's nowhere near like a Louis Vuitton. I probably bought it for $40 at Marshall's.
Okay. Seems like you could probably let that one go then.
Yeah. Moldy bag in your attic. You know, I feel like it's kind of all right there in the description. Anna, what are you doing so holding on to that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing is, too, when you pull it out, even if you can't see mold on it, it's going to have that funky smell.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, like, Febreze it or try and clean it up or whatever, guess what? It's just going to smell like whatever that is that you put on top of the funky bag smell.
All right, I agree with you on that one. Here's the next thing.
Here we have my husband's paddle from when he was in Delta Kappa Epsilon, his fraternity in college. It's an actual paddle that just has some Greek scribe on it. I don't even want to think what they did with this thing.
Does it say thank you, sir, may I have another in Greek on it? Is that what the Greek inscription is?
I'm not sure what it says. There's a lot of Greek letters on it, and I've never asked. We have this don't ask, don't tell policy when it comes to our fraternity and sororities.
I think that's probably the healthiest
probably
choice
best,
that you guys could make in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have any notches on it? Like any sort of scribble on it or something like that?
You know it does. Look at her face. It's got notches.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, if I was you, I would never want to see it again. But I feel like he has to keep it somewhere. You might want to put it in the foundation of your new house, bury it in concrete like John Wick.
Yeah. You can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of it. Come on, that's like a piece of his, not childhood, but like childhood, late, early adulthood at least. Yeah.
Just because you had beards and mustaches doesn't mean that
you were
mature.
You were adults, that's right. That's right.
That was the one I really wanted you to say. Just toss it. All right.
No
last
way.
One.
This is an outdoor playhouse that we had bought for my daughter about 2 years ago. We basically had to fight the people at Lowe's to give us the discounted rate that Amazon was selling it for, but we won. It took two grown handyman 6 hours to put together. And of course, she never plays with it. But now that we're moving, do we bring it with us because it's beautiful and she might be interested in it? Or do we just get rid of it?
It is a big thing to move. It is very heavy. It's a beautiful playhouse.
Yeah.
But She doesn't play in it, so I don't really know what to do with it.
Can it be moved without her noticing?
I don't even think she would care because she, like, is not into playing with it.
Oh, yeah. Then
but she's still four. Like, she might change her mind next year.
She's not going to remember it next year. She's 4 years old. There's no way. You got to bail on that thing. If you can save yourself any room and it's not going to make the kid upset, gone.
It goes outside. It's an outside playhouse. It's not an inside
playhouse. It's a custom built one. They put two handymen together. It nearly killed them. I remember when you went through that process.
Especially to move something like that. It's going to take, like, a bunch of guys coming over. I don't know.
I mean, if you don't have to be in charge of getting rid of it at the house that you're leaving, I say leave it, never look back. It's just a haven for raccoons to move into. Seriously.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Hugh and Brenda. Brenda, what's going on?
Okay, so we have been looking for a condo townhouse for a long time, like almost over a year, I would say. So we finally found something we absolutely love. I adore it to pieces. We put a down payment on it, and my mom then called me the other night, and she's always been spot on about this, that she's had a premonition, she had some bad dream or premonition that there's something wrong with the place and that we cannot, you know, we can't move forward with the purchase of this property. And I, you know, she's, like I said, she's always been right. I think we should back out, and my husband thinks I'm Looney Tunes.
Did you say she had a premonition? You're saying basically like she's psychic? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And she has been correct in the past.
Hugh, what's your side of this?
Look, she's my mother-in-law, and you know, I respect that. But this woman is, I mean, she hit it on the head. This woman is Looney Tunes. It's every day it's something different. I mean, what was it? About 3 or 4 months ago, she thought the Pope was going to slip on some soap and break his back. I mean, what is that? This is crazy. We found this place. It's amazing. We've got a verbal offer on the place. I mean, they said, yes, we'll definitely do this for you. And we know how tough the housing market is right now. And I respect your mom, but it's one of those things where you, when it comes up in conversation, you just kind of jab each other with your elbow because you're like, yeah, here comes another psychic story. Mm.
Okay, but you make it sound like it's every day. She's like looking through some crystal ball with like a handkerchief over her head.
Well, it feels not like that.
Well, she's been great about got her. Like she's had some pretty, you know, good instincts, right? I mean, remember when she told us that your dad should go get his prostate checked out, and he did. And they found something, but they caught it in time. I mean, come on. You know
my dad's 78 years old. I mean, the chances of having an issue with your prostate go way up.
All right, so Brenda, your mom is psychic and telling you not to buy the house. That's what it comes down to.
Yes.
And you want to back out of the deal.
I think we should listen to my mother.
All right. I mean, let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you. If you believe it and you think that, you know, there's going to be something bad that happens because your mom has these terrible feelings about it, then maybe even though you've been looking for a long time, this isn't the house for you. But they may see Hugh's side, too. What are you talking about? Like, this is a perfect home. You clearly both agreed on it. You put an offer in. You had it verbally accepted. Why wouldn't you move forward, especially when the market is as tough as it is right now?
Let's put you in a spot. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Hugh and Brenda have finally found a home. They've been outbid. They've been searching forever. They have a verbal agreement, and they're just about to sign contracts, except Brenda's mom says, wait a minute, guys. I have these psychic abilities, you know that, and my premonition is that you should not buy this home.
I mean, it's carnival season, and I love a good tarot card reader. I love a premonition, a seance. It sounds fun. We can play with the Ouija board later, Anna. But right now, I need to find a house. Hugh says, this is nuts. Your mom, she says all sorts of things every single day. We can't plan our lives around this. This is not serious.
Brenda disagrees. She's like, I kind of believe it. And if she really feels so strongly about it, how do we go through with this? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Paul.
Definitely on Hugh's side. This is crazy. The daughter sounds as crazy as the mother. Run, Hugh, run.
Hi, Deb. Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the mom's side. We looked at a house one time, and I got a bad feeling from it. And when I asked the realtor if a crime had been committed there, sure enough, someone had been murdered. Oh. So go with your instincts.
Sherry, what do you think?
I think the mother's crazy, but that's besides. I really think that
hire somebody to go in to check it out. And if there's nothing wrong, then buy it. Yep. If there's something wrong, then you decide that.
Buy a sage stick. If you're so worried, smudge the house.
That's
right?
Actually, I'm looking at our text line right now. Our text line says, sage the place and move in.
Yeah.
But, it's funny how people are divided. There's another text message that says, don't buy the house. Not because I believe in psychics, but the wife will always 100% doubt everything that happens in the home.
Well, that's the thing is, this argument doesn't go away.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Hugh, our audience agreed with you. Brenda, as much as you respect your mom and what she thinks, walking away from a deal that you're really excited about that you have seems like a stretch because she has a bad feeling about it.
Well, I mean, it's my mom. I'm going to listen to her. She has steered me right for, 32 years. So,
well, this time the votes aren't with you. I mean, obviously this sounds like a conversation might be continuing on, but I hope you're going to find something in that time. I mean, Hugh, you've got the votes here, but it sounds like your battle isn't over.
Well, no, because, if you turn the page, you realize that if we do move into this house, we're going to hear about it every time, every holiday, every birthday, every time she comes over to the house.
Right.
Her mom's going to say, here's the spooky house,
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck. And if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Two G's, that's a whole lot of money.
Jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven and your last shot to win this money before Raven heads out on vacation next week. Want to play? Text CBR for Can't Beat Raven to 1-800-330-9999 or sign up at annaandraven.com. $2,000 is a jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. Andrew, you ready to play?
Let's hope, yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it, Andrew. Good luck.
So he's going to walk out of here. He's not going to be able to hear us anymore. We're in a soundproof studio. Andrew, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Let's do it.
The Cannes Film Festival announced their lineup for this year, and it includes a record number of female directors. In what country does it take place?
Italy.
Number 2, Back to the Future, the musical, will be on Broadway starting June 30th. In the movie, Marty McFly was played by what character?
No clue.
Number 3, Time Magazine's list of 100 most influential people of 2023 includes Michael B. Jordan, Angela Bassett, Jennifer Coolidge, and the owner of Twitter. Who is that?
Elon Musk.
Number 4, Blink-182 will perform tonight at Coachella after a surprise announcement. It'll be their first show together in almost 10 years. Travis Barker had his own show on MTV in 2005 to 2006 with his wife. What was that called?
Ooh, I don't know.
And number 5, Matthew McConaughey confessed that there's a good chance that he and Woody Harrelson might actually be half-brothers, but he's been hesitant to take the DNA test because it would mean that the man he thought was his father his whole life isn't. They starred in season 1 of what HBO show together back in 2014?
This might be the worst round ever. I'm not sure.
All right, Andrew. That's all right.
You.
Okay. Only one for Andrew.
Wow. Not good, Andrew. Not good at all. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, the Cannes Film Festival announced their lineup for the year, and it includes a record number of female directors. In what country does it take place?
It's in France.
Yes, south of France. Mm. Number 2, Back to the Future, the musical, will be on Broadway starting June 30th. In the movie, Marty McFly was played by what character?
Michael J. Fox, of course.
Yes. Number 3, Time Magazine's list of 100 most influential people of 2023 includes Michael B. Jordan, Angela Bassett, Jennifer Coolidge, and the owner of Twitter. Who is that?
Elon Musk.
Number 4, Blink-182 will perform tonight at Coachella after a surprise announcement. It'll be their first show together in almost 10 years. Travis Barker had his own show on MTV from 2005 to 2006 with his then wife. What was it called?
Meet the Barkers, right?
Yes. I totally forgot about that show.
Yeah, that's because Shannon.
Shanna Mokler.
A little.
She was crazy.
Yeah.
She cray. Yeah. Number 5, Matthew McConaughey confessed that there's a good chance that he and Woody Harrelson might actually be half-brothers.
That's wild.
But he's been hesitant to take the DNA test because that would mean the man he thought it was his father his whole life wasn't.
Wow.
They starred in season 1 of what HBO show together back in 2014?
True Detective. It was a slow build, but man, did it finish amazing.
What if Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson are brothers?
That'd be wild, right?
I mean, the whole story, if you haven't read it yet, is incredible. Like, go read about it. It just started trending trending over the last few hours. They've always been very close. Their families have been close friends. And then Matthew McConaughey's mom said recently, you know, I was very close with Woody's dad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
You look at pictures of them side by side, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
Sounds like a little 70s confession, mama.
I'm sorry, Andrew. He beat you 5-1 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Yeah, Raven is a pro. That was great.
All right, hold on, Andrew. We'll get all your info.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, man. $2,100 when I get back, Anna.
Yeah, Raven's going on vacation, so he'll be back on the 25th with that big old jackpot. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. It doesn't matter if your kids are human or have four legs, or if you're a bus driver and you have to deal with the kids on the bus. It's not easy being in charge of other people. So what did you do this week to deserve your cocktail? Melissa?
So I went over to my mom's house and I vacuumed every single room.
Well, that's nice of you. And it is allergy season, so that's good. I have to go home and clean all the filters on all the air conditioners in the house, all the heating systems, and I just keep putting it off. I wish that somebody would come over and do that for me.
Just as a nice surprise.
My 25-year-old, you think he's coming over to do that? Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
Sure would be nice.
I hate vacuuming. It's my least favorite chore.
I do not like vacuuming, but when I look at the list of other chores like bathrooms and dusting and stuff like that, vacuuming moves up the list.
I feel like the problem I always have is that my husband is constantly moving where our vacuum is. It doesn't have a designated spot.
Oh.
So anytime that I have to vacuum something, it first requires 20 minutes of searching the house to find the vacuum.
Yeah. Well, certainly was nice of you, Amy. Enjoy your margarita.
Catherine, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Oh, my gosh. I started a new job at the Maritime Aquarium as a manager. And my very first day, we had 5 call-outs and just had to put out fires everywhere. So it's definitely been a crazy first week.
I mean, that is wild, huh? But congratulations, huh? That's a cool job.
Yeah, it's so fun. Work at the aquarium is great.
Yeah, I mean, that's like we're going to be spending some time together at some point. So nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
If you have a bad morning like that again where everybody calls in, just go find a penguin to cuddle with.
No, just call me. You know, I always want to work in the aquarium. It's like my dream come true. I want to work with animals and sharks. Yeah. Alyssa, what'd you do to earn your margarita?
Well, I mean, it wasn't so much a mommy thing, but sort of a mommy thing. My children wanted a cat so badly, but who takes care of the cat? Me. And who had to clean the cat tushy? Me. Dirty, dirty, old lady tushy. Disgusting.
Wait, what?
Wait, hold on. Is it an old cat?
She's lazy. She doesn't really clean herself properly like a cat should. And she was leaving duty stains all over the place.
That's disgusting. So, it's very disgusting.
It is. Right.
Yep.
It right. Is disgusting. Shave that cat's backside.
Oh.
Clean it up.
Is that a thing? I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know. If it's one of them hairy ones that things are getting caught, I mean, I'll do whatever it takes.
Oh. I'm going to do whatever I can to make this conversation over. So, yes, enjoy your margarita.
I had one of those automatic litter boxes one time. Guess what? Was gross to clean that, too.
Miss any of the show this week? You could always catch up with our podcast page at annaandraven.com. Started off with a big win for Raven over last weekend. He won $500 on a slot machine. So we were asking, what was the biggest win you ever had?
Oh, me and my husband won $1 million on a scratch-off ticket.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that is fantastic. When did this happen? Was it recently? Was it long ago?
Yeah, it was a while ago. A payout was over 20 years, so I have 8 more to go.
Wow.
That's nice. Yeah. How much was the ticket? Yeah. Was it a $5 ticket, $10,
$20? $5.
Wow.
The ticket was given to us by my aunt in a thank you card.
So how did she take it when she gave you the lottery scratch ticket and you found out you won $1 million? Did you do anything nice for her?
Oh, yeah. The first payment, we gave her $10,000, and her and her husband took their family to Hawaii.
When you actually scratched the ticket, did you believe it?
My husband did. He's the one who scratched it off. I was on the phone ordering pizza, and he said, "Get off the phone."
$1 million just like that.
You know, it's wild. We've talked to a lot of experts over the years that tell you to play bigger tickets, costly tickets. And you remember, I mean, just a few months ago, it's an amazing story. My sister's boyfriend, he won $1 million on a $5 scratch ticket as well.
I'm going to buy myself a $5 scratch ticket today.
You might want to,
right? Keep my fingers crossed.
Buy a few.
Also on the show, it was trending that this historian said that pizza isn't really Italian. It's American. Americans created pizza, the version that we eat. Hmm. So my father was born and raised in Italy. He owns pizza restaurants. And I knew that he wasn't going to be happy when he heard this. This was his response to when I asked him about it. Daddy, what do you think about the fact that some historians are saying that pizza is from America and not from Italy?
They're full of
okay, Daddy. We can't say that.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, I don't think it's true.
Okay.
A pizza was made in Naples to the Queen of Margherita. That's why we call Margherita pizza. Pizza's Italian.
When you go to Italy, do Italians eat as much pizza as we do here?
No, we eat more pizzas here than anywhere else in the world.
What do you think that in Italy they eat more of?
Probably pasta.
It is true. Like, pizza is such a, like, there's no Pizza Fridays in Italy. That's not a real thing, you know?
Yeah. It's just funny to hear how he's like, let me rephrase my answer then.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean?
It was like he was testifying. He's like, oh, Daddy, it's not okay for me to curse here?
Your daughter's been on the air for a million years. You can't figure out by now you can't say that? All right. Okay. That's my dad. That's my daddy. Also, we were talking about what would people find in your work bag if they looked into it right now. And we found something very shocking about one of our coworkers.
You don't need
I have
more.
Tiny hands. I have elf ears. I have some lipstick. I have some rocks and stuff. I really like rocks, so I'll pick them up and, like, put them in my knapsack.
So does my four-year-old. Dakota, if you go in Dakota's backpack right now, my four-year-old, all you'll find is rocks. But the fact that she has tiny hands and elf ears. You want to know what the craziest part is, Raven?
Mm.
After we had talked about that, I got two people that sent us DMs on Instagram that also have little hands in their bag. I guess it's a thing that we just don't know, having little hands.
But what are you doing with these hands?
I don't know. I wish somebody would explain it to us, but I have no idea.
We'll never be in the know. We're not cool enough.
Miss any of the show, just catch up on the podcast page at annonraven.com.